Let's Talk, the Bible Fellowship Church devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is Psalm 119, and I will not read the whole thing, just the first eight verses. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Blessed has, for me at least, become one of those so often used words that it basically has no meaning anymore. If I get a good parking spot, or find $10 in my pocket, or my favorite song comes on the radio, I'm blessed. Starbucks accidentally gives me a size larger than I ordered, hashtag blessed. It's basically our Christian substitute for lucky. Now, the Bible talks a lot about blessing, but it does so with a depth and power that our modern spiritual good fortune theology can't stand up to. The book of Psalms opens with a promise of blessing. The longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119, opens with a blessing for those who keep after God's commands. And the first significant portion of Jesus' teaching we have in the New Testament, Matthew 5, opens with a section of blessings we call the Beatitudes, which comes from the Latin translation of the word blessed or blessing. But what does it really mean? John MacArthur has given a good and succinct definition that I think is helpful. From the perspective of the individual, blessing is a deep-seated joy and contentment in God. And from the perspective of the believing community, it refers to redemptive favor. Now, I'm going to focus on what it means to us individually, but either way, you see that blessing is so much more than lucky or even happy. Because even as Christians, when we are walking closely with the Lord, we are not always happy, but we are still blessed. Deep-seated contentment and joy are not easily acquired. Nothing worthwhile is, but they are also not easily lost because of circumstances. We see from all these passages, including our one from today, that actively walking in covenant relationship with God is the only way to true blessing. Now look at the language here. Verse 1, blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who walk in his ways. This is all process language, not destination language. This is a process that the psalmist is engaged in. God's rules and directions are not a punishment, but pathways to blessing. The psalmist throughout Psalm 119 treats God's law as an amazing gift. The psalmist is in awe of the moral beauty of God's revelation to humanity. Now, as Warren Wiersbe points out, when we think of God's law, we often think more about cursing, the negative aspects of turning away from God's path. But the psalmist here correctly points us to the blessing that God's word is to us. So what do we do? How do we experience this blessing that the Bible talks about? Well, first, we ask God to continue to reveal the beauty of his word and his way to us. We probably aren't this excited to read God's word and to live it out. So we pray and ask that God will increase our affections for him and for his word. And then we immerse ourselves in it. Read through Psalm 119 this week. Let its infectious joy at God's word catch you. And finally, and this is the hardest part, as God reveals directives from his word to you, do them. Adopt the action verbs of 119. Walk in the law of the Lord. Keep the testimonies he has given you. Seek God through the pathways of obedience. Because we know that the greatest blessing is knowing God more fully. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to know you through it. Lord, we pray that you would increase our affections for you and for your word. Help us to recognize the blessing that it is to us, the beauty of how you have revealed yourself, God, and give us the self-control, the passion, the ability to live out the things you reveal to us, that we might be able to truly call ourselves blessed because of your way and your work in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.